WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The U.S. and China managed a three-for-three prisoner swap.
These three Americans, their names are Mark Swiden, Kai Lee, and John Leung, were all described by the U.S. State Department as wrongfully detained, and they are expected to soon arrive back here on the U.S. soil for the first time in years, reunited with their families. We know, too, that President Biden has been working on this for years.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Inflation ticking back up. The Commerce Department says the Consumer Price Index, the gauge of inflation at the retail level, rose 2.3% in October. It's the latest sign that inflation's steady decline the last 2 years has stalled recently. Separately, the Commerce Department said the U.S. economy expanded a healthy 2.8% over the summer, slowing from 3% in the spring. Growth has topped 2% in 8 of the last 9 quarters in the U.S. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Our whooping cough outbreak continues to get bigger here in Wisconsin. There have been 281 cases here in Dane County so far this year, and almost 1,900 across Wisconsin. Pertussis, or whooping cough, starts out feeling like the average cold. That can make it tough to know when you have it. Anybody can catch it at any age, but it can be particularly dangerous for babies and people with compromised immune systems. 76 Wisconsin babies have been hospitalized so far this year. Right now, lots of young people are getting it. Half of all the cases here in the Badger State have been in kids ages 11 to 18. It's called whooping cough because of the sound people often make when they have it. But health officials say teens and adults typically don't present with that telltale cough, and some young kids may not do it either. Nobody wants to be left out of holiday festivities, but staff from Public Health Madison, Dane County say stay home if you're sick. And all over the country, there will inevitably be political conversation over the Thanksgiving dinner table. And for lots of families, there are people on both sides of the aisle, making it a tense situation. It may be the first time everybody gets in one room since the election. Therapist Emma Nadler says if it seems like things take a turn, take a long pause, maybe pitch in with the dishes or go take a walk. It might pay off.
Anyone can say and do things they regret, and it takes at least 20 minutes of non-activating conversation to get back to your baseline regulation.
Some families may choose to talk about the tone of the holiday ahead of time, trying to set some ground rules. And if you're hitting the road for the holiday, I'm just going to lay out when AAA says is the best time to drive each day. Today, morning hours are your best bet. Tomorrow, roads should be actually pretty clear on Thanksgiving. Friday, your best shot is after 1 p.m. And Saturday and Sunday, roads should be clearest before 1 p.m. If you're traveling, be safe. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks get the win without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just before the game, the Bucks learned that Giannis Antetokounmpo could not go due to swelling in his left knee. The Bucks still managed to win 106-103 over the Miami Heat. Center Brook Lopez and how Damian Lillard led the Bucks with 37 points and 12 assists.
Yeah, he was clearly locked in, you know, and it definitely gave everyone something to follow. He was such a great leader out there, and you know, we all played off him.
NFL, the Packers may be shorthanded at linebacker. When they play the Dolphins tomorrow night at Lambeau Field, Isaiah McDuffie and rookie Edgerrin Cooper unable to practice. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley asked, how did linebacker Quay Walker perform Sunday night against the 49ers?
I thought Quay played his best game. I was really proud of him, and it was really cool to see. I think if you ask Quay the week before, I think he would tell you he didn't play his best game. The way he responded and the way he practiced, it was like he was on a mission last week.
That's Packers coach Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, couple of flurries, and a low in the low 20s. And more clouds around for tomorrow as scattered flurries and a high close to 30. Even with sunshine returning, staying cold through the rest of the holiday weekend, only in the low to mid 20s.
It's 28 degrees right now.
The John and Gordy Show.
Thanks, Joe, for giving us a call this morning.
I'm really not concerned about a trans woman being in the bathroom. Mike Johnson puts this through, right? But then he says the person who's in charge of enforcing this will be the sergeant at arms. You weenie. You absolute weenie. You put this through and then you dump the enforcement on somebody else. Are you kidding? Are we really spending time on this?
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a specially curated best of edition of Matinere on Air. Happy, happy Thanksgiving. We'll be with you soon.
Matinere on Air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who travels so he can pretend he's on the lam, Pete Chwaba.
Men, what do you like in women? Women, what do you like in men? Men, what do you like in men? Or whatever. Whatever you like. Please share. We've had some great answers tonight. And that is going to be my next question to my in-studio guest right now.
Kind of I knew that was coming. Guys, yeah. Well, Adam.
What do you like on me, Stretch?
Well, the thing is, we've all seen each other in our underwear because we always change clothes between like our setup clothes and our gig clothes. So,
okay.
Adam, you have great taste in boxers. I mean, I'm just going to say that right now.
You know,
now.
I appreciate that coming from you, a man of... distinguished tastes.
Yeah.
When always, it comes to other men's underwear.
They're always very solid color. That's good for you. I don't like the busy patterns on you. No, the solid color's better.
And I will say the camouflage patterned Speedo cut that you rock.
Whoa.
Is.
Well, I mean, sometimes it gets hot in that duck marsh, you know. Yeah. So
Cut to a commercial. How do you know it's camouflage? That's what he's
exactly.
Doing. Blend right in.
Walk right into it.
Well, thank you for indulging us in our question of the night. It is International Underwear Day, so we had to ask that. You're a big fan of the state. You saw our
love
ad
that.
Went out.
Yes.
Tom Lennon is here
yes,
tomorrow night.
That's amazing.
And I forgot about that character. What was the character? The
old-fashioned guy? Like one of the things he said. It was kind of like when SNL did their deep thoughts with Jack Andy.
Yeah,
that was
kind of
like their answer to that, but it was him in like a blue leisure suit walking down like a country path, like whittling wood, and he'd be like, call me old-fashioned, but women voters, welcome to planet Mars. Like he'd say just crazy stuff like that. It was so funny.
They just did a tour recently, too.
Oh, really?
They got the band back.
That's awesome. Nice.
Hey, we could sit here and yak all night, but I would love to hear whatever you guys, I know what you're going to play and I'm very excited about it, but why don't you tell people what we're going to hear?
So we're going to do New Age Girl by Dead Eye Dick. Most people recognize it as the Mary Moon song from Dumb and Dumber.
All right. Yeah. Adam and Eric in studio from Ask Your Mother.
Rough.
I got a new age girl.
Tell us what she's like.
Environmentalist girl.
Does she ride a bike?
She has a crystal necklace.
Spends a lot of cash.
Though her vibes are rather reckless.
She's headed for a crash.
Overflowing skirt is blowing in a transcendental wind. I ask her without knowing, where do we begin? Mary Moon! She's a vegetarian.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
She don't eat meat, but she sure like the bone. Rough. Well, she drives a wind car.
How does she like it?
It doesn't get a fall.
Why she doesn't bike it?
But it gets it too while she's going
well,
to.
I don't know, I don't know.
Well, it is. I wish I knew. I don't know where she's going and I don't know where she's been. All I know that loving her has gotta be a sin. Mary Moon! She's a vegetarian.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Mary Moon, Moon. We love him all the septuagenarians.
Mary Moon, Mary Moon, Mary Moon.
Oh, she loves me so she hates to be alone. She don't eat meat, but she sure like the bone. Rough. Mary Moon, don't you hesitate. Don't segregate your thoughts from your emotions.
Mary Moon,
I know devotion isn't way out there. Rough.
Very nice. How is that song not just called Mary Moon?
I don't know.
Try to be artsy about it.
Yeah, I guess so.
So that's kind of new in your repertoire?
Yeah, it's new-ish. I mean, obviously the song's from the 90s.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we added it not too long ago.
Not about within the last year or so. I think we added that like when we started doing the Killers and that too around then.
Yeah, we try to keep it fresh, not just for the crowd, obviously. They want every show to feel a little bit different and unique. But for us, being in the band, you know, if we just played the same 20 songs every night in the same order, it would get pretty stale for us too.
Yeah.
So it keeps it fresh for everybody.
Adam's really good at like throwing random like songs in songs. So
that also keeps it fun.
Depending where we're playing, like all of a sudden, like we were playing at EA and all of a sudden I hear the Top Gun theme being played in the middle of a song. I'm like, I know what Adam's doing right now.
All I need, Stretch is one of the only people that notices it. So when I do it, he just turns around and gives me a little smile, a little wink. And that's how I know I've done well. Yeah. If I crack Joey the drummer up, that's gold.
That's important.
Then. That's what I feel.
Who do you guys like to, I mean, I'm sure you have a ton of them, but who do you like to play the most?
Man,
from a band standpoint?
Yeah, like, or solo, whatever, you know.
I think that one of my favorite songs we do perform, and I think just because of its crowd reaction and how much fun we have with the crowd, it is My Body by Young the Giant. I just always love doing that one. I feel like we do a really good job on it. Volbeat also did a cover of that as well, but it's kind of like one of the songs where I like make everybody stand up if they don't, if they're just being lazy.
Yeah.
Get up. Get out of your. I know you have a table, but just stand next to it for one song. That's all I'm asking.
And do you ever do that? Are you ever confrontational?
Oh, absolutely.
Like getting in people.
How detailed do you want to get on this question?
Yeah. Adam's really good at if he's not getting a reaction, he will insult your town until he gets a reaction.
In a playful way.
Yeah, he's not. He doesn't mean anything by it. He's just trying to get your attention, is all. Like, if we were in Green Bay, he'd be like, well, this really sounds like a DePeer crowd tonight, man, since you guys aren't really doing anything.
That's kind of a backhanded compliment, in a way.
Yeah. You know, that's the goal. That's what I'm going for.
Like the Green Bay I know.
Yeah.
We should mention, you guys are many Whammy nominees. That's
always
kinda
a bridesmaid,
cool.
Never the bride. But
oh,
that's
really?
Okay. Yeah. That's okay. I'd
doesn't
actually
rather. Yeah.
It's like American Idol. You do better if you don't win.
Right.
Kind of thing. So,
okay.
I've always thought of us as the Chris Daughtry of cover bands.
Like, forget about all that other stuff.
For sure. Didn't like, wasn't Morgan Wallen one of them? Look at him. He's throwing stuff off rooftops.
He was on American Idol?
I thought he was on one of those shows.
Really?
Which, yeah, who is that?
Morgan Wallen? Come on, you don't know the guy that threw the chair off the top of a building in Nashville and almost hit some cops and got arrested?
Oh, yeah, we want to be like him.
That's what we're striving
what
for.
What about Soul Patrol? What was that guy? Remember him?
No, I don't.
Who was Soul Patrol? He had the gray hair?
I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh.
Was that American Idol?
Yeah, he was on American Idol.
See, that's why I don't know. No, okay. I barely know any of the people on there. Like, yeah. I know Kelly Clarkson because she, like, won the first one.
Do you guys do any Kelly Clarkson?
No. We haven't. We did a Taylor Swift song one time.
Yeah.
Okay. But we don't do any Kelly
Clarkson.
People
lose their minds, or was it kind of...
She wasn't as big at the time when we did it. I think it was poor timing on our part when we did it. But, I mean, people have kind of laughed.
Yeah, I want to revisit that.
We'll bring it back. Yeah.
Right. I think one song that's kind of fun that we brought back is Flo Rida Low we started doing. So, like,
that's a great... Wait, yeah. Is that the one... I got a good feeling. Is that
No.
It's the boots with the fur. Go ahead. I don't know. Sing a little bit of a stretch there.
Oh, man. Now I got to think how it goes now.
He can start you off.
I usually play keyboards on this.
Shorty Adam Apple. There it is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He doesn't play it on guitar. He plays the keys. That's it.
Nice.
Yeah, that one.
She had the apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
With the fur.
That's a fun one to do.
Really, you guys do that a good job. I think you did that last time. You were playing like a dance tune.
I don't remember.
Maybe we did Tricky. I don't know.
Maybe, did we do Tricky?
We might have.
We did. It's Tricky, Run DMC. I know we did Foo Fighters last time for sure.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
do you have a favorite venue in like Northeast Wisconsin and then maybe wider in the state? Sure. You have a favorite?
Well, I have to say the Epic in here. Like that place is unbelievable. Bay, yeah. that place is unbelievable. But like, I don't know. Where else do you think? Like,
well, I always, because that's a pretty common question. You know, what's your favorite show of the year? What do you like to play? That Oshkosh EAA show is a blast because it's people from all over the world, mm-hmm. and it's a big crowd, and they just dance and have a good time. They're all camping there, so they're all hanging out all night.
They do.
They've all had a few, few brewskis.
And
they
it's
say.
Kind of funny because they're like 90% of them are either pilots or just crazy aviation enthusiasts, and so they're. I don't know. I feel like they don't party a lot, but when they do, they let it snap.
They let it go, man.
I feel like they're all on vacation. And it's one of those things like where you play a vacation venue area that's on vacation. People already have the mindset we're having fun.
Yeah.
And it's just that much easier to make them have more fun.
But they're really, I mean, I can't.
It's hard to pick one place.
I won't name any names. There are venues that I never liked playing that we don't play anymore. The ones we
because he said he didn't want to play there anymore.
That's exactly what I said. And we haven't played there since.
It's good.
But there is not a bad venue in the valley or in the area.
So many good places. It's hard to pick one.
People treat you well. Good stages. Good crowds. So I don't want to knock any of the ones that we do play because they are all really pretty spectacular.
Those are the voices of Adam Krause and Eric Rathsack, the guys from Ask Your Mother, who are here for the second time. This is so cool. Yeah. All right.
Thanks for having us back.
Oh, my pleasure.
We must not have like made them too mad.
Maybe I left my keys here or something.
Just glad I wasn't one of the places you guys like trash before.
No,
we left
no.
Said, we don't want to.
No, like, no, no, no.
We'll do Mino and the Mayor, but we're not doing Nightlight anymore.
No, go. Both are good. It's the same studio. I mean, why would we trash it?
I'm a nice guy, so I don't. Those guys I know, they can bully people.
Well, Jim was asking me if I wanted to get into politics, and I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Like, he's trying to groom you for take his old seat.
No, Jim, I'm fine being a singer in a band. That's cool.
For Madison, real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Football season is back and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all you can drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today. 414 844-944-1704 while spots are still available.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County, but Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
What do you want to play?
What was the next one we were going to do?
Let's do country.
We'll do a country, because, we mix it up with our show. So I don't think we did a country song on here yet, so we're going to do a country song.
Ask your mother in the studio.
Early Monday morning to Friday at 5, man, I work, 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 but I don't climb, climb, climb. Boss man can shove that overtime up his can. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. Got a 40-hour week for the trouble to drown. No need to complicate it, I'm a simple man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand, hey! Parking lot is muddy, can't get to the door. I take my jacked up dropper down in 4x4. Chill down her long neck, warm up the band. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. I'm about to tear a new one in this old town. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, I'm a rockin' man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Let's go drinking.
I forgot the words, Adam.
Isn't this the part where I dance in front of you?
That's what it usually is.
Is that why you can't remember?
That's what it is. Because
you're waiting for me to dance.
I just remembered it.
Okay. Do you need me to dance on you for this? Okay.
Make me want to go ooh, ooh, ooh. When you dance like that, you got that little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you want to impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you got to do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. Got a little hungover, still hanging around. You be my Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. My hell, Monday morning, that alarm clock sings. It goes bang, 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 while it rang, rang, rings. I'm ready to roll, you wanna rock again. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a little hungover still hanging around. You know that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, ma'am.
gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Hear that dog is howling, hey there, ma'am. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. I'll do.
I really did forget the words there for a second.
That's all right. You guys.
You know why I forgot the words?
Why is that, Stretch?
Because you didn't dance on me.
I didn't dance on you. Normally I come up on Stretch and I dance a little bit.
Laura?
Laura Krause.
Laura freaking Krause right here, guys. And you guys are brides in my book.
We are not bridesmaids. That is the nicest thing someone's ever said to us.
That's with the awards thing, not the underwear question.
Appreciate it.
So that was awesome, man.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Would you have Eric a favorite genre to play? It's not a band.
I will say, when you asked that before, the first thing that popped in my head was Enter Sandman by Metallica.
That's a fun one to play. I like
it. Never gets
one.
Old. The crowd loves it.
We always make them sing back to us, too, and they always do it every time.
I will say, I think we probably, if I had to say one of our strengths as a band, is probably kind of the alt rock, hard rock. Stretch can really sing it well. We got two guitars. We can both play well. We got, you know, obviously.
Between Adam and Tim, they both can solo. Like, it's not like we're waiting, like, one has to be rhythm and the other. No, they're both very good on their own. Like,
and Kevin and Joey grew up playing that stuff, and they just love that music. And, you know, you can't play all Metallica. You can't play any, you know, too many Slayer covers in there either. But
hey, you know what? Let's do Breaking the Law, like Judas Priest. Yeah. We do that. Like, that's a song we do. Like, but then we'll do Flo Rida Low, and then we're doing Eric Church, and then Johnny Cash, and then it's like, what else? What don't they do?
Yeah.
Barry Manilow.
It's so cool that people
but
like.
We do.
I think they used to like the top 40.
Yeah.
Used to have a lot of different kinds of music in it, and that sounds like now it's like you listen to country, rock, folk, whatever.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Most people, I think, like a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what we try to do. Like we always say, if you come to our show and you don't like at least one song we do, then you don't like music and just go home and be crabby.
Is that? I hope we don't say. Do we say that?
Yeah, go home and be crabby. If you don't like, if you don't like any of the songs we play, you just stay home and be crabby there.
I think we do see a lot from. This is gonna make me sound old. The younger generation,
kids,
streaming music and things. They have a wider experience of music than we did growing up with the radio.
I agree with
or
that.
Or buying CDs. When we play a song like Mr. Brightside, which is 20
great
years old
song.
Now,
crazy to me to think.
Wow.
That.
Every person under the age of 20 knows the words, all the words to that song, because they've either heard it or they've streamed it or they've seen it on TikTok, whatever. They figured it out and they went and they learned it and they know that song.
Well,
so
the thing about that song is Adam, the first verse and the second verse are exactly the same.
So you could probably remember
exactly. Yeah. That one was, that was just going to get to that. That's why I haven't screwed that one up.
Is that
there.
Right?
This is fun. Oh, we got some more. Ask Your Mother. This is from the band.
Mother. That's probably Joey.
Is
I guarantee
Joey?
He also said Slayer, so that's definitely Joey.
That's Joey. He just gave himself away.
But speaking of Joey and Kevin, it's a rhythm section. You don't want to leave those guys out. They're great as well. Bass, drums, Joey's yellow kit. You got to come see it.
Oh, it's
they're
so
welcome
yellow.
Here anytime. Conrad, should we just have him play us out?
Yeah, we could do that.
Thank you for being here. This is Ask Your Mother in studio. Always great to have these guys here at Peach Wabba Night Lake, Night, Wisconsin. Play us out, guys.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging on. That train keeps rolling on down the side downtown.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Leading up to Thanksgiving, a Madison food pantry helped more people than ever before. Staff from the River say they helped 3,800 people last week. That's a 19% increase on their previous record. They broke daily records, too, twice. One day last week, they served 467 people, the most ever, and then the next, they had more than 500. All of this shows the tremendous need we have here in Dane County. And get this, there were two school bus crashes in Wisconsin yesterday. Something weird's in the air. The first was in Racine County. A bus driver didn't yield and ended up driving off the road, flipping over onto the roof and landing in a pond. There weren't any kids on board, and the driver is somehow okay. And then 20 minutes later, northwest of that, there was another bus crash. This one was up in La Crosse County. A bus crashed right through a house. There weren't any kids on the bus at the time, but someone inside the home was hurt and had to be taken to the hospital. The driver was okay. Police say the bus left the road a couple times before going into that house. And recently, President Joe Biden apologized on behalf of the federal government to Native American families and communities for the country's history of sending indigenous kids to boarding schools. The U.S. government removed Native children from their families by force and put them in these schools where they lost connections to their culture and their language. Children were routinely beaten for not speaking English, and many were killed. Now, Wisconsin had at least 11 of these schools. The program started in 1819 and ended in 1969. Cheryl Crazy Bull leads the American Indian College Fund.
I feel like when you acknowledge something, you take a step toward healing that. You can't really have reconciliation unless people acknowledge that harm was done.
A bill making its way through the U.S. House would create a Truth and Healing Commission, similar to efforts in South Africa after apartheid. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, couple of flurries, and a low in the low 20s. And more clouds around for tomorrow as scattered flurries and a high close to 30. Even with sunshine returning, staying cold through the rest of the holiday weekend, only in the low to mid 20s.
It's 28 degrees right now.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The John and Gordy Show.
Look who's here. It's Mike McCabe.
Look at the patterns of history, because it's important to realize that this has been cyclical and that we have seen the loss of sort of a we society and the emergence of a me society. And,
right.
And how could that be better manifested than having a certifiable narcissist in the White House? We've gone through these periods before. Light has been found at the end of the tunnel.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a special Thanksgiving show. We'll give you some updates on the season and also some best ofs of the year. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Got to pay your dues if you wanna
Hey, this is Pete. Hope you're having a great Thanksgiving week and enjoying your families. We have a few days off doing the same, and we'll be back on December 2nd. In the meantime, we put together some fun segments from previous shows. Hope you enjoy, and happy Thanksgiving. Right now, I am so thrilled. I've got Eric Gelland here from The Mascot Theory. He's talking to us in studio here as we broadcast from Madison tonight. And he brought his guitar. So you are, that's a beautiful guitar, by the way. You were in the middle of telling a story. We have to hit these hard breaks here, and I had to kind of cut you off, and I apologize. But you're talking about how you came up with the name Mascot Theory.
Yeah, so it was my buddy, you know, with the NCAA brackets. He had his theory of I'm going to pick these teams to win based off of which mascot would fight. We thought it was a funny name, like the Mascot Theory. It's cool. So we added it to our list of band names, of random band names. And when we had this little duo show, or makeshift show with these guys, I'm like, I'm just gonna toss a name on there just for kicks. And so I grabbed that one. It was kind of one of my favorites on there. And then, you know, again, we stuck around for another 13 years
so later. Yeah.
But mainly, you know, themascottheory.com was open. So we took that domain name, and that was it.
Love it.
There you go.
That's great. All right. So you're gonna perform something from us. Is this off of the new record? Or?
This is an older one.
Oh, okay.
I could do something off of that.
Listen, this is your dime, your dance floor, whatever.
So I almost never play solo. Like, almost never.
Okay.
I love playing with the band, so I was like, what song?
I got a kazoo in the car. Do you want me to go out and grab it?
Yeah, I mean, I got harmonicas. We can
turn this into an actual stuff, freak right? show. You can do it. Kazoo, yeah.
Yeah. So this
whatever
song is,
whatever you want. Yeah.
Sure. This song is called First Summer Breeze.
Cool.
Stay with me tonight. I know it's so hard to divide all the glitter in this world from the wreckage on the shoreline. These days, not much to celebrate. We build walls and we fortify the gates. There's corruption on the street, distrust between the sheets, and we've been through it all. Yeah, we've seen it all. Chain can be broken, and every door that is shut can be open. Here comes the relief. Oh, 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 it's riding on the back of a breeze, and oh, 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 it's covering you, and it's preaching to me. It's the first summer breeze. Times we all lose control. One wrong step can leave you in a hole filled with anger and disgrace. Failure painted on your face. Dreaming, driving through the snow. I see no lines upon the road. There's a pile up on the interstate. Hope I'm alive when I wake up. It'll slow it down. Life. Every life has a purpose. Yeah, even us.
covering you, and it's preaching to me. It's the best summer breeze. Yeah, it's the best summer breeze.
Casper, what do you think about that? Chris Casper got a thumbs up.
That was fantastic.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
First Summer Breeze. So that's an older song?
Yeah, I think that came out in 2015, I believe.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I actually wrote that for a songwriting competition that I did on another radio station. They had a big, I think it lasted like a month or 2 months, and I ended up winning it. And that was one of the songs that I wrote during that competition. So, and that's always been one of my favorites.
That was First Summer Breeze by Eric Jelland from Mascot Theory, who is live with me in studio. So great to have you here. So tell us about Flannel Fest.
Sure. So Flannel Fest is an event that my friend Beth Killey from the Beth Killey Band, she and I put this together. And we've been doing this for 11 years now in the Madison area. And then I think maybe 6 or 7 years ago, we went up to Appleton and started doing it up there as well. So we do a two-show weekend, and this is happening next weekend. So on 11/15th on Friday, we're going to be at Tanner's Grill and Bar in Kimberly, Wisconsin. And then the next night, we're going to be doing this whole event again in Madison at the Barrymore Theater. That's 11/16. And we've got four bands. So the Mascot Theory is going to be there. Shocker. That's me. And then Beth Killey Band. We've been doing our bands every year for this. And then we've got two headliners, national headliners. We've got the Old 97s, and then we've got Blitz and Trapper. Blitz and Trapper is like one of my all-time favorite bands.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited to share the stage with them.
You kind of put this together?
What's that?
Are you the one that kind of put this together?
Beth and I did.
Wow,
yeah,
very nice.
And it's all a fundraiser. It's all a charity fundraiser for the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund. We've been doing this for years. We've raised over $130,000 for them, and making sure our Wisconsin neighbors in need are safe in their homes, that their electricity's not shut off, and to make sure their heat's on. You know, just crucial things that we take for granted, making sure that those basic necessities are taken care of for our friends in need.
Very nice. Yeah. That's so great. All right, so... like Eric just said, Friday, November 15th at Tanner's Grill and Bar in Kimberly, Wisconsin. Saturday, the next night, November 16th, here at the Barrymore Theater. See, you can go see Napoleon Dynamite live this Saturday, and then next Saturday, check out Flannel Fest here in Madison. That's fantastic. So do you write most of the songs, or is it a collaborative effort?
Yeah, I write all the songs for the Mascot Theory, and then we bring them to the band, and then we can put their flavor on it and let them trust them with all their ridiculous talent, and we just... work them up as full band versions. And like I said, I don't play often like this. So it's mostly the versions with the full band that we're working on getting out there.
You worked with a producer called Terry Manning.
Yes.
Who has produced Led Zeppelin. I guess you guys went down to Texas. It was like this big deal.
Yeah.
Well, how is that?
Amazing.
What were you intimidated, or what does a producer like that bring to a record? You've got the song. What does a good producer do to take it to the next level?
It can be so many different things, and it really just depends on the person. And we had no idea going into it what was going to happen, because we've never worked with somebody like that caliber before, and that kind of a discography that they've worked on. And so certainly we were nervous, but we were definitely well-prepared. We had these songs rehearsed, well-rehearsed many times. We played a lot of them live, so we knew what we were doing. Now, we didn't know if we were going to get down there, and the producer would be like, you know, Terry would be like, cool, now let's try it as a ballad or something completely different.
Right.
We weren't expecting that was going to happen, but we were ready for it just in case.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. He loved the versions that we had, and his goal for this album was to make it sound as best as possible. He knew we were a live band and we play out, so we wanted to make sure it sounded as close to that sound as possible. So it was the most comfortable experience we've ever had for being the most nervous going in.
You say that, but like... I would assume you guys are paying for the studio time. You're paying. He's not the boss, right? I mean, you guys, at the end of the day, do what you want to do with the respect you have for him.
True. But you don't bring in somebody like that at that caliber without knowing that their footprint, their fingerprint should be on it somewhere if they want to. And we were willing. We had done 5 or 6 albums before that, so we knew how that worked. We've done all these on our own. We've produced our own. And this was something different, and we were ready to allow that process to happen if it did, but it didn't. It was just, once he picked us up from the airport in his truck and just, you know, he was the most normal dude, you know? So it was like immediately you're just like, okay,
you knew you were going to like
it. We're going to work.
Here's the album.
Yeah.
Eric was nice enough to bring in a copy of, this is the Mascot Theory new album, Every Sign of Life. And there's some great songs on this. I love that you guys put these on your website too. The songs are there so people can check them out. A lot of videos.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Actually, it was videos. And you have Fast Car Getaway on there, which is one of my all-time favorites. So that was fun. Can you, we have a time thing with performing. Do you mind belting out a new tune or another tune before we have to take a break at 7:49?
7:49.
Yeah. All right, cool. You do what you do. If we have to play into break, that's fine. You don't worry about that. I'll worry about that.
All right, this is a song called Sliver of a Maybe on that new
one. All right, this is Eric Challen from Mascot Theory.
Back in school, I liked a redhead girl when I was just a kid. And I wrote that girl a letter, cause that's what young boys did. You said you and I could talk for hours, yeah, we could take it slow. Don't need to waste your pencil, but don't circle yes or no, just a sliver. Oh, yeah, of a maybe. Yeah, that's all I'm asking for. All I'm asking for. I backed up
I just messed up that second. Did you hear that?
I thought it sounded kind of cool.
I was like, can I scat through this whole thing or not? No, I'm not going to do that.
If you would have said anything, I know.
But I was like, nope, I'm going to.
Do whatever you got
to
do.
Off messages to a friend who passed away. Said my friend was getting updates from the place his body lay. I don't think it means I'm crazy if I try to reach a ghost. Modern communication and a little touch of hope. Just a sliver. Gonna stack up all these bones, knock them down like dominoes. And we'll find that sonic vibe that's running through this desert land. And we'll just keep on trucking through the sun and through the sand. Just a sliver. Take a hand-me-down miracle, or somewhat push the open door. That's all I'm asking for. Yeah, that's all I'm asking for. Woo.
That was great.
Close, real close.
Eric Challen, you got it together, man. That was awesome.
You know, it's good.
I don't know how you do the harmonica and the guitar. I think you have to be like a contortionist or something, but we'll have a few minutes more with Eric after a very quick break. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
No one lives forever. There's business here you've got to finish. You won't make your mind up. You won't make your...
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Matt Nair on air.
Jimmy Cuska said that Wisconsin's official state speed trap is in Rosendale.
Do you get like a souvenir sticker?
A t-shirt? I got pulled over in Rosendale and all I got
no
was this
merch,
lousy
it
ticket.
Can't be official.
If there's no merch, it's not a thing. Troy from Mount Horeb.
There is merch. The original convenience store in Rosendale has a shirt that says Rosendale. That's the ticket.
Now I think we're going to have to do a road trip to Rosendale just to get merch.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Every memory locked up in my brain, wrapped up tight in cellophane. To slow down the color fade, I'll dig them out someday. I'll run the miles up on my feet, brick by brick and beat by beat. Gonna build that legacy, but the games don't come for free. If you want to be remembered, you have got to be Stone Cold. Stone Cold. Like a glacier in your soul. Stone Cold. Stone Cold. Yeah, if you wanna get your story told, you have got to be Stone Cold. Stone Cold. There's no time to check the clock. Keep the pedal down and never stop. One big leap like an astronaut can shoot you to the top. Don't throw the ball, and it can't be caught. Don't swing the bat, can't take your shot.
608 Steady Eddie says, Pete, to get away from the anxiety of the election, I am spending my time exploring ideas for new gelato flavors for next spring. Someone has to. One idea for a flavor is Steady Eddie's Paschetti, a special treat for the kiddos. A unique combination of vanilla gelato with swirls of spicy red pasta sauce and chunks of garlic and oregano. Buy it for your kids as their first ice cream experience, and they will never pester you for ice cream again. Eddie sounds like a very good father. Another flavor, peach guava, named for a guy after bar time pronounces peach guava. Thank you, Eddie. That was my lifelong goal. There would be gelato named after me. No worries. I will keep thinking and invent a gelato flavor for Conrad. You guys got any ideas? Steady, Hellfast Eddie. Or maybe he meant hold fast, but how fast works too. Andrew from Verona says he's been getting away from the election with booze and weed. Well, that'll do it. Jim from Appleton says already voted. I try to keep my mind off the election by enjoying a great radio show called Nightlight. Always entertaining, usually funny. I'll take that. I'll take that, Jim. Thank you. Chris from the 608. We know this guy. He says he's helping produce the show tonight, and he does so much here at Civic Media. He says, I've been a fan of the Mascot Theory for years and have also had the privilege of mastering several of Beth. How do you say her last name again?
Killy.
Beth Killy's albums. Awesome. Amazing music. Nice. Who knew? He's sitting right on the other side of the glass. That's great. Matt from Germantown says, I keep my mind off the election by worrying about the election. Join the club, Matt. Eric Chellen from the Mascot Theory, who played some awesome songs. You wanted to talk about Flannel Fest again.
Yeah, just to let everybody know that if you're interested in more information or want to pick up tickets, flannelfest.com is the place to be.
Do you guys get a lot of comparison? It's interesting. This Terry Manning supposedly did produce Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Your sound, you remind me a lot of the Black Crowes. Do you get that?
No, not really. Well, I mean, there's that this new album is kind of
classic rock.
Okay.
If Black Crowes is classic rock, I've got air quotes here because I guess we're classic rock now, like the music of our childhood. But I think a lot of that Tom Petty, those kind of artists that are just that rock and roll sound, you know.
Yeah.
And they're like one of the most amazing. Fun fact, while we were recording, Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes was there.
Whoa.
He actually gave me these harmonicas. No lie.
Wow, no kidding.
He was there producing a record next door with another band at another studio right next to us. And we hung out with him pretty much the whole time. Yeah.
Was he the singer or the brother that played? Because they were brothers.
Chris was the singer.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
He's the dude. And he had up this box of harmonicas. And I'm like, shoot, I didn't bring any harmonicas with me. And we were chatting. And I was like, can I borrow one of those? He's like, take whatever you want.
Oh, my God.
So I took a couple and put them on the album. And yeah, there you go. We're basically best friends now.
Because you've swapped spit through a harmonica.
Synchronous spit. Yes.
That's so where can people see you guys live, Eric?
The next one would be Flannel Fest. That'd be the first. That's actually probably going to be the last ones of the year, I think. We tend to take some time off around this time so that we can really focus on making sure we get tickets sold and get as much money as we can raise for the charity. So that's probably going to be our last one for the year. And then we're going to start working on a new album. I think that's our next plan. So we'll probably sprinkle some shows in just maybe locally, probably up in Appleton. That's like our second home as well, like up there to play. And we love the Mile of Music Festival and all of that. And so
do you have favorite places in Madison, spots that you typically play?
Yeah, we've played, a lot of different places, and there's a lot of places. We'd love to play the Sylvie at some point. Whatever the biggest thing is, we'd love to do it.
Sure.
But we played at the High Noon and a lot of different places around, and it's a good town for local music, for sure.
Is Wisconsin, is the music industry healthy here? It seems like there's a lot of bands here I never knew about. Like, I feel like there's a great music scene here, but you would know, obviously, better than me.
There's great musicians. There's great music. There's not as much of an industry, which makes it, compared to Nashville or LA or something, which makes it a little harder, or even Chicago. It's not a huge, huge, huge city where you can just really know that you're going to have a record exec walk across the street and hear you playing out live somewhere. You know, it's just that probably isn't going to happen around here. But from a local standpoint, there's so much music and so many good, and really across the state. You know, there's so many amazing musicians in Milwaukee and the Appleton area and just all over the place.
And is it like, are the bands supportive of each other? Is there a rivalry or a competition, or is everybody pretty supportive typically?
I mean, I think if you want to do well, you support everybody.
Yeah.
You really. And that's a project that I had worked on years ago called Wisconsin Vinyl Collective, where I pulled together songs from artists that either had Wisconsin ties or in Wisconsin, like in Butch Vig and Garbage was the person that I worked on that with. So he and I kind of worked on curating it and pulling bands from all areas of the state, just making sure that we were hitting everybody. And it was so much fun because you're getting these bands that you've never heard before. And it is a networking thing, but it's also a sharing of, hey, you may not have gone up to Stevens Point, but there's some cool bands up there.
Yeah,
you're
right.
From Madison, but check out this band from Milwaukee or Appleton. And that's a fun way to do it to me.
Absolutely. Well, this has been really fun. I can't
thank you
enough
for
coming in tonight. It's been great to meet you in person, Eric, and thank you for spending some time here on
Night Live tonight. I loved it. Anytime.
Yeah, thank you to all of our guests. Thank you to Chris Casper for helping us out tonight, the biggest fan of Mascot Theory right there. And your text, it's almost over, folks. Every night we try to take your mind off the day here at Night Light. Thank you for sticking with us. Play us out, Eric?
Sure.
All right. Good night, Wisconsin.
Tracks again. Then I mixed up all my signals. Somehow lost.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
We've got something special planned for the next couple of days. A Thanksgiving holiday treat.
That's right. It's quite imaginative. Check it out.
The John and Gordy Show. Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.